And now this is a dictation for Aurora, A R O U R A A. Owens, O W E N S, June 28, 2000. Addresses a letter to Kaylin, K A T E L Y N, Guidman, G E I T S in today, M A N, 775-1645. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Aurora, who has insulin-dependent diabetes since age 9 months, brittle diabetes, multiple episodes of ketoacidosis and hyperosmolar. In one of these, she developed acute renal failure, likely ATN, that unfortunately has not returned to baseline. Last visit was in January. This is telemedicine in the company of mother for frequent nausea, vomiting. Gastric emptying scan was done, which is abnormal. She's supposed to see Dr. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, in Midland, gastroenterologist, for further advice. She remains on Reglan and Phenergan. She's trying to eat small meals more frequently, denies any gastrointestinal bleeding. She doesn't have any menstrual periods. There is occasionally hemorrhoidal bleeding, but it's small, without gross melena or abdominal discomfort. No recent infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Unfortunately, still smoking around 3 cigarettes per day. No purulent material hemoptysis. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Denies chest pain, palpitation or syncope. No leg ulcers. Does have neuropathy, minor edema. Otherwise, review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight for blood pressure, Norvasc, which is the only one. She remains anticoagulated with Lovenox. Next paragraph, she is alert, oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, blood pressure at home 137.92 and weight of 135. Weight appears to be stable. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine at 1.8 is still improving, but is not back to baseline. Present GFR will be 36, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, minor increased phosphorus 4.6, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.6, low ferritin 107, saturation 17%. A stool for blood needs to be done. She's anticoagulated with Lovenox, PTT prolong as appropriate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 to 4, in relation to not returning to normal acute kidney injury. Next number, insulin-dependent diabetes. Next number, brittle diabetes with multiple episodes of ketoacidosis, hyperosmolar. Next number, recent acute kidney injury at the time of hyperosmolar state, likely ATN. No biopsy was done. There was no evidence of obstruction. Next number, recurrent nausea vomiting with a diagnosis of gastroparesis, to see gastroenterologist on the most recent admission in February. This was considered to be exacerbated by marijuana, and she needs to avoid that. Next number, hypertension. which is a fair control, predominance diastolic, to be monitored before adjustment of medications. Next number, evidence of iron deficiency. She has no menstrual periods, does have hemorrhoids, but we need to rule out gastrointestinal bleeding. Potential intravenous iron replacement. She's going to try some liquid iron. Hopefully, will not be too strong on her stomach. We will use EPO once iron are better replaced. Next paragraph, comments. Discuss with the patient and the mother the meaning of advanced renal failure. Trying to do everything possible to avoid potential dialysis or a renal transplant. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. She's going to keep me posted what new medications gastroenterology has to offer. I wonder if they still can use prokinetics, although they have potential prohibited cardiovascular profile. She is going to also try some liquid nutrition. We will monitor that is not overdoing it on potassium, phosphorus. Plan to see her back on the next 2-3 months or early as needed. End of dictation.